Good morning. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, where it is currently snowing. I'm Jessica, and this is I Made This So You Have to Listen to It, Episode 7, Valentine's Day. I am absolutely through the roof that it's snowing. I never checked the weather, so I didn't know it was going to snow. And it's beautiful. Everybody go outside or at least stare outside your windows and look at the snow. It's gorgeous. It does make me feel like I should be playing Christmas songs instead of love songs, but that's okay. So our first song of the morning is Our Love from the TV show Arcane by Curtis Harding and Jasmine Sullivan. I'm obsessed with the entire Arcane soundtrack because it's incredible, but this song is so beautiful. I think I've listened to it probably 20 times in the last 3 days. I just love it so much, and it's really fun to sing in the car, which is the hallmark of a great song. Next up is Line Without a Hook by Ricky Montgomery. This song, I play all the time. I think this has been on my regular rotation for 2 years in a row. It's great. Enjoy. I don't really give a damn about the way it touches me. Next, we have a song that I think I've played before, but that's okay because nobody's gonna remember. This is Burnin' Love, not by Elvis, but by Winona. This is the better version, I Will Die on That Hill, and this is from the Lilo and Stitch soundtrack, which makes it even better. Thank you.
good.
She's right. That is good. That's such a fun song. Next up is another one of my favorites. This is a real love song. This is a love song to end all love songs. It's Come What May, original film version from Moulin Rouge. This is Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor, the loves of my life. really cool people can see that entire scene from the movie play out in their heads when they listen to this song. Fun fact, this was originally written for Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet, the movie he made before this. I'm not saying that it would have been wasted on that movie, because it is a good movie, but it belongs in Moulin Rouge. Next up is Shania Twain's, in parentheses, "If You're Not In It For Love," parentheses end, "I'm Outta Here." Love the attitude.
Same old line.
the walking away noise, the boots clacking on the floor. That's incredible. As my guitar teacher used to say, it was something about a twang. I love how I was going to quote somebody and then I just completely forgot. But anyway, I don't really like country music, but Shania is just perfect. Eventually, I'll play probably almost all of her songs on here. Anyway, next up is a golden oldie that I could really play on my other show, Y2K iPod Nano, because this was definitely on my Y2K iPod Nano and played constantly. This is Animal by Neon Trees. Great song. The perfect song. One of their best, really. Not that I've listened to a ton of their music outside of this, but it's very good. Speaking of very good, next up is a Hozier song, and any Hozier song is the best, but this is Nobody. Thank you. Now, Hozier himself has said that his new album will be out this March, and I am apologizing in advance for the person that I will become and the number of times that I will play his new songs, both on here and in real life, if you know me. I'm going to absolutely lose it because I already listen to his songs constantly, and I'm sure this album will be even better than the last one. I'm just so excited. I will also weep if the release date gets pushed back. Anyway, speaking of weeping, actually, next up is another very soulful love song that's really beautiful. This is A Thousand Years, Glee Cast version, by Melissa Benoist, of course, regular feature on this show, and Jacob Artist. Now, I could talk for, I don't know, at least an hour, probably three, about how beautiful and perfect and amazing Melissa Benoist's singing is, but I guess I shouldn't use my airtime to do that. So next up is Be My Wife by David Bowie. That's such a fun song. I love the really heavy piano chord slamming. Next up is, if I remember correctly, another song with great piano, I Feel the Earth Move by Carole King. I was right. Listen to that piano.
Me.
I should really play more Carole King on here. She's a queen. Next up is Love You Madly by Cake. Another song with really great walking away and driving away noises. I would say that I should play more Cake, but a lot of their songs and the ones that I like have curse words in them, and I'm unable to figure out how to bleep things. So maybe enjoy Cake on your own time. Next up is Friday I'm in Love by The Cure.
I don't care if
Now, see, playing the song would have worked out better if either my show was on a Friday or Valentine's Day this year was on a Friday, but we'll take what we can get. Our last song of the morning is Reflecting Light by Sam Phillips. This song plays in Gilmore Girls at Liz's wedding when Luke and Lorelai are dancing. Like, they haven't started dating yet, but it's very sweet. Yeah, so that's the show for the morning. Thank you for listening. Enjoy this last one. And come back next week where, in the tradition of me talking about TV and movies that I like, I will be comparing Broadway musicals to their movie counterparts. That's right. Have a great rest of your Sunday, a great Valentine's Day, and a great week overall. Thank you.